And they don't taste too good to me, but people can make jelly out of them and jam and preserve. But they have big seed, too. The Elise seed berry is your regular wild blackberry that's just an Arkansas berry. And, of course, a lot of animals. A bear live off of berries. Now, he likes berries.
Oh.
And dogs will eat berries, just like that. If they're hungry enough, they're going to eat. They'll eat berries just like they'll eat anything. And a bear, he's like a hog. He's going to eat berries, and a hog eat blackberries and dewberries. I've seen these old hogs in the spring here when the dewberries comes on. They'll come on about 2 or 3 weeks before the blackberries does, and they're gone by the time the blackberries comes on. But the hogs eat them up because they're on the ground. Mm-hmm. They're up off the ground a little bit, but they're down there where the hogs is. And they're a great big old thing, but they're big old seed. You can have a dewberry pie, and it's real good, mm-hmm. but you have a time with the seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you've been up through the mountains, have you ever seen a big bush up there with pretty pink flowers on it of any kind?
You might be thinking about the dogwood trees.
Dogwood.
But some of them have pink, all right, but most of them have white.
Right. Have you ever seen anything called a mountain laurel?
No, I don't think I know what that is.
Have you seen it?
Where'd
you see it?
Up
at Blanche Springs, those flowers blooming in those rocks up there, those pink flowers.
Well, I know there's plenty. Well, wasn't them they like you around here on the azaleas? There's a lot of wild azaleas in the mountains, you know. They're just like the thing azaleas on there. They call them wild azaleas. They live with nature, apparently. Uh-huh. Well, they have different kind of flowers over here in the mountains, like you do down here, but as far as the names of them, they're just flowers.
Now, around here, do they have this big, tall tree that's got real shiny green leaves and then big white flowers on
magnolia
it?
Magnolia trees. Yeah. And I saw one the other day blooming. Sometimes they bloom a certain time of year, but sometimes they'll bloom long and then all just a little bit all the time. We got one out here, small one. I don't know how you get the seed. We found this in an old house place and we dug it up, brought it home, and it lived.
Uh-huh.
And it's higher in my head now, a right smart little bit. It's about 10 foot tall, but it's still small.
Uh-huh.
But it hadn't ever bloomed, but they would do bloom. And they have pretty white blooms on them.
Uh-huh.
Big old thing.
Oh, this next part's about old names for things and all. Now, especially like in the old days, if a married woman didn't want to make up her mind, if she was a married woman and she didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I got to go ask my...
Well, she'd go ask her mother or father, wouldn't she?
But if she was married, she'd probably go ask her.
Well, it's her husband.
Yeah, but in the old days, did they ever use anything else, like say my old man or my man, or did you ever hear people?
Yeah, I've heard you saying, I'll go ask the old man about something. Uh-huh. But not to, if he was married to someone, she'd say, I'll have to ask the old man about it before I know what to do or something or other. But even if someone wanted to marry him, I don't know what she'd go ask him.
She's all right. And how about now, if a married man, he might say, I got to go ask my...
But he'd say the old lady. He'd probably say the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, lots of people got different pet names.
Pet names, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh,
uh-huh. Yeah. They call the first one name and then another.
Well, now, when you were talking to your father when you were a little boy, what did you call him?
I called him Daddy all the time.
Uh-huh.
I never did call my father Papa like some does, but I always called him Daddy.
What about your mother?
I'd call her Mama.
Uh-huh.
Mama and Daddy is what, that's what I call all the time. And most of them do, but later years they just call them Sally and Jim just right on. They don't ever have no Daddy. But
was Sally a nickname?